Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Thank you.
man. How befitting that last part of that song, talking about our country this morning as we just celebrated Veterans Day. Of course, nowadays it's not very much of a celebration. We hardly ever even acknowledge it this morning. But I'll tell you, it is a shame in our country the way that we have turned back from God this morning. I realize that we're not a perfect nation this morning, and there's a lot of problems this morning in our country. But I'll tell you one thing, brother, there's planes and ships leaving every day out to go somewhere else in this world. And if you don't like this nation, this country this morning, well, you're welcome to go any place you want to this morning and dwell. I still think America is the best place upon the face of this earth. And I do believe that God is still staying his hand upon this nation this morning for the very people that are praying and those this morning that love God this morning, that call upon his name, that intercede. And I'm thankful this morning for our soldiers. I'm thankful this morning for our country and those that have defended it and stood for our nation this morning. And I hope this morning that you will honor those that have gave their lives this morning so that you and I can enjoy the freedoms and the liberties that we have in this nation this morning. In the book of Numbers this morning, in chapter number 1, the Bible said, beginning in verse number 1, "The Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month in the second year after they were come up out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of all the congregation, the children of Israel, after their families by the house of their fathers, with the numbers of their names, even male, by their polls. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them and their armies." And then the Bible said over in chapter number 2 and verse number 1, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of his father's house, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch it." Our Heavenly Father and our God, this morning as we come before you, we thank you, Lord, once again for the blessings of life, Lord, that you give this morning, God, and all that you've done for us, God, in this nation. This morning, God, we want to give you the thanks and the praise this morning, God, because you're worthy and deserving this morning, God. I do pray this morning, God, that you'd honor us for your presence, God, this morning as we assemble in your house, Lord, as we go forth around your table this morning, God. I pray that you'd be in the midst this morning, God, that you'd anoint your men to stand and boldly proclaim the truths of thy word, that it might go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning, God. I pray that some precious soul might come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Lord, this morning you throw out the lifeline to that one that feels like they're about to go under. Lord, this morning rescue that one this morning, God, that is sinking in the mire this morning, God. I pray you'd encourage your people in these days and in this hour, God. Draw us unto yourself this morning, God. I pray you touch the sick and the afflicted, those we made mention this morning, God. You'd certainly minister unto their lives this morning. Have your way and your will this morning, God. We'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen this morning and amen. Now here in the Numbers, chapter number 1, the first 3 verses, and chapter number 2, the first 2 verses this morning, I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning a soldier's life. A soldier's life this morning. As we said, we've just honored our veterans and those soldiers of war this morning, this past week. And I want to look at the Word of God this morning and see what it has to say, dear friend, concerning a soldier's life this morning. Dear friend, the book of Numbers is a transitional book. Genesis talks about the creation and the fall of man. Exodus talks about the redemption and deliverance from the bondage of Egypt. Leviticus talks about the worship and the fellowship. Has to do with the sanctuary and the sacrifices. Deuteronomy talks about the blessings and the entering into the promised land. But here in the book of Numbers, brother, it refers or it emphasizes our service and our walk with God this morning. This book covers some 40 years. in the wilderness. Dear friend, this morning, God brought them out of Egypt to bring them into Canaan. Dear friend, He brought them out slaves, but thank God He made them soldiers in the sight of God this morning. Dear friend, I'm interested in those two phrases in the first part of chapter number 1. The Bible said, first of all, that God commanded Moses and Aaron to number the people. Amen. Dear friend, now later on it would be a sin to number the people. That's why David got in trouble. Dear friend, God does not want you and I to depend, dear friend, upon numbers. We don't have strength in numbers. Dear friend, our strength is in the Lord this morning. Dear friend, if we've got God on our side, then me and God's a majority. The Bible said, if the Lord is with us, and who can be against us this morning? Amen. Dear friend, it doesn't matter, dear friend, about the numbers. Dear friend, as long as God is with us this morning. Dear friend, but God was not depending upon, dear friend, the security of numbers, but He wanted them to know that they were in that number this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm not worried so much about the numbers of that's in church this morning. I'm more concerned about the numbers, dear friend, of those that are going to heaven. Amen. I'm glad I'm in that number this morning. I'm glad I'm numbered among the chosen few. I'm glad I'm numbered among the saints of God. Dear friend, I'm glad that God's got my name and God's got my number. I thank God this morning my name's in the book of life. Dear friend, I am carved on the palm of His hand. Dear friend, this morning I'm His and He's mine. I thank God. Dear friend, I'm in that number. But I also notice that little phrase, I go to war. Amen. In fact, some 15 times in the book of Numbers, you'll find that little phrase. Dear friend, God delivered them at the Red Sea, and God could have delivered them all the rest of the way, dear friend, this morning, but God wanted them to put forth an effort on their part as well. Amen. From the time we come out of Egypt, out of bondage, dear friend, today it's going to be a battle, a warfare, and a struggle this morning. Dear friend, when we cross over Jordan, dear friend, that's not heaven this morning. Dear friend, but that's a type of a Christian life. Amen. The blessing, living now in Canaan. Dear friend, enjoying the blessings that God has for us. But brother, you know as well as I do, when Joshua crossed over Jordan, dear friend, he faced obstacles, he faced armies, dear friend, he struggled. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, when you get saved, brother, that's not when the battle ends, that's when it begins. Dear friend, I'm not struggling to be saved, and I'm not fighting to keep myself saved. Brother, that's already been settled. The war was won at Calvary. Woo, hallelujah. Dear friend, I'm completely and absolutely and uttermost saved this morning. Dear friend, but as long as I'm in this world, as long as I'm confined in this flesh, brother, I'm going to have a battle and a struggle, and so will you this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today I'm not going to argue politics. This is not a lecture on history. Brother, I'm glad to be an American this morning. Dear friend, but more than I'm an American, I am a Christian, a child again, born again, blood bought. I thank God, believer, this morning. Amen. And there is a battle that you and I must engage in this morning. And God told Moses and Aaron, I want you to number the people and get them ready to go forth to war. Amen. I want to say, first of all, this morning, there is the making of a soldier. Amen. Brother, we're not born that way. Dear friend, I know there's some cut and dry soldiers this morning, but I'd like to think, brother, they come out of the womb. Dear friend, this this morning that way, but I'm telling you, a soldier has to be made. Amen. A dear friend, first of all, he has to be trained. A dear friend, he's got to go through the particulars, and he's got to go through the orders and the obstacles. A dear friend, to be trained and instructed, a dear friend, in a soldier way this morning. Amen. He must be equipped. A dear friend, today, that's why the Bible told you and I to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. A dear friend, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. A dear friend, that's why God has trained us in the Word of God. A dear friend, sitting at the feet of the man of God. A dear friend, sitting at the foot of the podium. A dear friend, being preached and taught the Word of God. Being equipped, a dear friend, with the things of God this morning. Amen. When a man joins the army or joins the military, a dear friend, they just don't send you off to war like you are. They train you and they equip you. Amen. And then also a soldier must be disciplined. Amen. Brother, that's something that must be instilled in the heart of that soldier this morning. A dear friend, to be able, a dear friend, to stand and withstand. A dear friend, Paul said, as good soldiers of Christ, a dear friend, we ought to endure hardness. A dear friend, this morning. Amen. A dear friend, there's a lot of rough and rugged road ahead. There's a lot of skirmishes. A dear friend, there's a lot of battles. A dear friend, this morning. And you and I have got to be able, a dear friend, to be disciplined enough to stay in the fight. Amen. A dear friend, there have been some that have gone AWOL. Amen. There have been some that have deserted, a dear friend, their post. A dear friend, but God expects you and I this morning as soldiers to stay in our place. Amen. A dear friend, to defend it at all costs. A dear friend, we must be disciplined. A dear friend, this morning. Then also there is the mastery of a soldier this morning. What he is under and who directs him this morning. Amen. Every soldier this morning has a superior. Amen. A dear friend, there is not a soldier this morning in the military ranks that does not have someone that he answers to. Someone that is above him. Amen. A dear friend, this morning, and I want to assure you, child of God, I don't care how long you've been shaved. A dear friend, today you're not too big. A dear friend, that you don't have and you don't answer to anyone. We're all under orders. We're all under authority. We've all got commands. Amen. And a commander. A dear friend, Hebrews said that Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation. Amen. That is a military rank. A dear friend, and you and I are soldiers this morning, and we have a superior. Amen. And then we have a standard. A dear friend, in verse 52 of chapter 1, a dear friend, the Bible said, and the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard. In chapter number 2, I read to you how the Bible said in verse 3 on the east side, how the Bible said they'll pitch the standard of their camp, amen, and the enzyme of their father. In other words, when the children of Israel got together by their tribes, they were to lift up a flag with the insignia of their tribe. A dear friend, they represented, amen, who they were fighting for this morning. Amen. A dear friend, in the physical world this morning, I say amen to old glory. Amen. If you want to burn her, if you want to tear her up and stomp on her, bless God, move somewhere else. Amen. A dear friend, I think you ought to reverence the flag. Amen. I think when you pass by it, you ought to thank God for it. Amen. A dear friend, be proud. A dear friend, that flag is flying high upon the mast. Spiritually speaking, I am a child and a soldier of the cross. Amen. May his banner also wave high this morning. That's who I'm representing. That's who I'm defending. That's who I'm standing for this morning. Amen. Praise God. Dear friend, there's also the mission of a soldier. His job, his duty, his purpose. Dear friend,
this morning. I want to say, first of all, it is the first duty and the first mission of a soldier to defend. Amen. Dear friend, he is the first line of defense. Dear friend, to our nation. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, to stand in opposition, to stand as an obstacle and defend this morning. Dear friend, those soldiers in our military that have taken a sworn duty to defend the Constitution and defend the flag and the freedoms and the liberties, thank God for them this morning. Paul also said, I'm set for the defense of the gospel. Amen. Dear friend, a soldier of the cross, willing to stand up, I thank God for Jesus. Amen. I know God, by his crushing hand, amen, I could defeat all of his foes and will one day. But hand of mine, he's looking for someone to be a witness, someone to stand up and defend. I thank God his name and honor him this morning. The second mission of a soldier is to deliver, to set free the oppressed, deliver the captive, amen, to rescue. Dear friend, this morning, to reach out. Brother, when those are oppressed, dear friend, this morning, we send out our military to deliver those, to set them free that are under the finger of tyrants. Dear friend, that are under the hand of oppression. Dear friend, the same thing as a Christian this morning. Dear friend, we are to set free those that have been taken captive by the will of the devil. Those that are still in chains of bondage, of sin. Those this morning that are still, dear friend, this morning on their way to hell. Dear friend, it is our job to set them free. I thank God and deliver them. I think about the methods of a soldier. Amen. First of all, he is to stand. Amen. Brother, when our president draws a line, dear friend, this morning, it ain't me that goes out there and stands. Dear friend, it is our military that he sends in. Dear friend, to back up his word. Amen. It is those on the front line that he uses. Dear friend, as the arm, dear friend, of our might this morning. Dear friend, it is a soldier that puts his life on the line. Dear friend, this morning, to stand. Dear friend, today, and he's also secretly. Dear friend, much of what a soldiers do, dear friend, never goes reported. Dear friend, only those glamorous things do the headlines make. Dear friend, but those things behind the scenes, those dirty jobs. Dear friend, this morning, oh, dear friend, that's the life of a soldier. Dear friend, but I'm glad this morning that our captain said, our Father seeth in secret, shall reward us open. And much of our life is behind the scenes. Much of our work this morning goes unnoticed by the eyes of the world, never makes the headlines. But I'm glad God's keeping an account this morning. Amen. And one of these days, brother, there'll be a time of reward. Amen. But also, dear friend, the methods of a soldier is sacrificial. Amen. All we see here on this side are the numbers of those that have died on the other side. Amen. Dear friend, today they've laid down their life. Dear friend, and sometimes it seems meaningless. And sometimes it seems useless. Dear friend, but those that died in the line of duty, dear friend, this morning are and deserve an honor. Dear friend, in our society, as well as those that have laid down their lives in the line of the duty serving God. Amen. Bless their holy name. I want to mention lastly this morning before time runs out, and that is the memory of a soldier. Amen. We ought to be aware this morning of those, dear friend, I tell you, all the crosses and the flags on the roadside. Dear friend, when you pass by them, dear friend, this morning you ought to stop and remember and reflect. Brother, it could be one of your family members' name. It could be your name out there. Brother, but thank God for those that defended our country and our liberties so that we could ride freely. Amen. We ought to appreciate our veterans and our soldiers this morning. Amen. If you see one of them out in the dining hall, you ought to pick up their check. Amen. Dear friend, thank them. Dear friend, for what they're doing for you. Amen. Dear friend, as far as I know right now at this time, every soldier in our military is voluntary. Amen. time they didn't have to. But they chose to. It is the same in God's army. Brother, you ain't got to join. You've got a choice this morning. Then we ought to aid our veterans this morning. Support them this morning. Give them the necessary funds. To be a blessing to them and their families. I'm glad that God supplies the needs. I'm glad that God takes care of all soldiers this morning in His ranks. A soldier's life. I thank God for our veterans. And thank God for all of those veteran children of God that have paved the way for us. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.